It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
Does this look weird? Because the flaps are down. Flaps up, flaps down.
Yeah, but I mean, that's only, you can't really do anything about it.
Is that a piloting term? Flaps up, flaps down?
Yes. You knew that.
What do you do for flaps up?
If they're down, you say flaps up because then they go up, back up.
No, I know. I'm saying what is the point of flap? Of like, if I'm like, oh, I need my flaps up.
maybe if you had pussy lips.
Okay. Gotcha. That's good. Oh, fuck. Mm. Some Burberry, some goddamn Givenchy.
Dude, they're not even.
Have you worn those out yet?
I'm not gonna. This is exclusively for like if I'm in Vegas or something.
Gives me a Pauly D vibe. Party, gives me a Pauly D vibe. Are those the ones we saw at Sunglass?
Yeah.
Before it went out of business? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm never gonna wear these anywhere.
Then where?
I just remember years ago, I was like, I'm gonna go back and get those. And I found them.
You found them. Yeah, it's good for like a rave or like a festival.
If I'm going to somewhere, yeah, something like that.
I love, you know what's sad about that? We should be able to wear whatever we want at all times. But you know what? We stick to these certain functions.
I don't even care. I wouldn't wear this to downtown.
Why wouldn't you wear those downtown anymore?
Because I love Ray-Bans. Ray-Bans are the best thing ever.
Oh, I love them.
I love Ray-Bans.
No, but I'm saying, why wouldn't you wear those glasses?
Don't do this thing. You know what? You've let society twist you into not doing what you've always wanted to do.
I'm going to take this fucking hat off. I'll keep the glasses. I'll just put it as product placement over the...
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Now you're thinking.
Now we're thinking. Oh, and now it's 10 sizes too big. Shit. Have you ever tried a Magnum on a condom?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, no shit. You and I don't have 10-inch dicks. It ain't going to fit...
It was like a sleeping bag.
Do you remember when Family Guy, when Brian, he got his teeth knocked out and his fucking nose was dangling like
yeah, that? Yeah, that's like a used condom. Hey, you're a salesman. Okay. You have salesmanship.
Maybe.
Depends on who you ask, I guess. Me, no, but...
what does that mean?
So if you...
Hold on, you know.
I'm making a joke, dude. Okay.
All right.
So if you... Okay, let's just... First of all, pick a number between 1 and 4.
3.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So...
Is this one of those...
No, like, no, you're... Okay, I had, like, in my head, 5 drugs. Whatever number you picked, you have, like, 40 seconds to pitch me why I should buy this, and you just picked heroin. Pitch me on why... So I'm an average person who knows nothing about heroin. You have to pitch me like you're trying to sell me heroin right now.
To pitch you like I want to sell you heroin?
Okay. Yeah. Like, convince me to want to buy heroin.
Okay, does your life suck?
Am I answering this from the character standpoint?
Yeah, I'm asking you questions.
Oh, in this character, yes, my life sucks.
Your life sucks, yeah.
Then fuck it.
That's it? Wait, sold. No, okay, does your life suck?
Yeah.
But it's pretty fucking hard out there, right? I mean, you're fucking working at McDonald's and God, you just want to release from all this, right? Thing is, dude, I'll give you the first fucking little hits on me. You don't got to worry
then
about it.
Then you're addicted.
No, I mean, everyone says that it's this bad thing, this stigma. That's what they want you to think. I mean, the thing is, it's a freeing... Get that release that you want, and that's fine. And like, I'm your friend. I'm your fucking friend, man. Right? You trust Uncle Jack. Come on. Fuck. Okay, fine. Pick a number between 1 and 4.
No, I just wanted you. You're the salesman. That's why I thought it'd be funny.
Oh. I mean, I guess I've never sold drugs, so I guess I wouldn't be that good at
it. Well, it's like, Wolf Wall Street, send me this pen, and you couldn't do it.
I could do it.
I'm just kidding. You probably
is it a Bic 1.0 millimeter? Yeah, fucking dude, Dupe's obsessed with that. He's like, oh yeah, I only use G2's 1.0 millimeter. Oh. I'm like, dude, fucking him and his G. And then I have one
like
at my
says
desk.
The model of it.
Yeah, and then like he's like, oh, the tank's getting a little low. I'm like, dude, relax.
Do people ever like get new ink for the pens or they just throw them away? I feel like people throw them
no
away.
No way, dude. The problem is I have a Bic G2 on my desk one time that a customer left and he's
Bic
like
Bic G2.
And he's like
dude. The fact that you're calling pens by their models is ridiculous.
Oh no, it's not a Bic, it's a
like it's a foreign.
I don't think it's actually a Bic, but people out there know what I'm talking about. It's a fucking G2. And he was like, oh, is that my G2? I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, let alone that I had the time out of my day to go steal the pen that you like. There is what we call a power pen. It's this Bic one with the clear shaft. It's got the clear shaft.
I don't even know.
Dude, the ink just fucking
flows out of there.
Dude, huh? It just
like people like falling out of a car.
Dude, it's like when you make a crepe and you put that fucking shit on the tortilla and it's just smooth.
What's the fucking what is that called with the tortilla? You put, it's like a dessert. You put like butter, cinnamon, sugar. You cook it for a little bit. What's that called? Elephant ear.
Ear.
Does it look like, I guess it looks like an elephant's ear.
I think at the fair, maybe like,
they just have a big tarp. It's elephant ear.
It's fried. No fucking, you know, what's weird about the fair thing is I'm a carnivore as fuck. I just always find it weird that like people have these big ass turkey legs and they're just like,
dude, okay. When we went to Disney World, I was gnawing on a fucking gigantic turkey leg for like an hour, and it was the fucking most amazing thing ever.
Yeah, it's interesting that it's just like, hey, this was a bird, and now we're just gonna fucking just in front of everybody.
It's good. You eat chicken and shit all the time.
Oh, I could never be vegan. No.
Yeah, me either.
No, fuck no. What's the one where they eat seafood though? I actually could get behind that.
Pescatarian?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think so.
Pescatarian? That sounds like a religion.
I know. It sounds like Presbyterian. Yeah. No, it's pescatarian, I think.
Pescatarian? Okay.
The only meat you eat is fish.
It makes sense. I mean, fish don't have souls, right? I mean, they don't even blink.
Well, the thing is, there's a lot of talk that if it's not, you don't know where it's coming from. Fish are just as much bad shit in them as greasy ass chicken does.
You know what's crazy? The thing that I heard about the McDonald's the McFillet or whatever.
Yeah, it's from Alaska. It's all the best fish, actually.
There was like a... No, everyone...
Still McDonald's.
Everyone disses McDonald's. But what I'm saying is like, apparently, like, that shit's fucking pressed into a patty.
I don't care if it's... I'd hope it's the real fish.
But we know...
I don't care if it's the real fish. It's crazy? Still McDonald's. Who the fuck is getting fish at McDonald's?
How the fuck...
Sorry, I think it's weird.
How the fuck did we get... That should have been a red flag in my last relationship. How the fuck did we get to this point where we're just like... They have real food over here. Like, what the fuck happened? I'm blaming our parents. I'm blaming the baby boomers, man. They fucking just, they got complacent and they let it happen. They let it happen where it's like, you don't have food, you have chemicals. And it's just like, fuck, man.
I mean, I think it was outside their control because with technology, we just made things easier. Like, for example, like clothes. Once upon a time, everyone wore nice clothes because all the only things that wore out were they have really nice clothes and sleep clothes. That's it.
That's true.
And then now we have fucking for dirt cheap and you can get that. There's just the access to it. So it's like,
yeah,
same thing.
I would just say like with the fuck, I lost my thing. You want to hit the sponsors?
Oh yeah. Welcome back to Slapdicks Around the Lunch Table. Episode 126. First and foremost, we want to start with our sponsors, starting with Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
And also want to start at Live Stallion, Never Be Tamed, wellness fitness page started by ATLT's own Brady Body Auto. Streams Monday through Friday. You can look him up on Instagram. Brandon spelled the usual way, Body Auto, BATTIATO. One more thing I forgot to tell you. We do have a new sponsor.
Oh.
We do have a new sponsor. I was surprised you on the show. This is called Protective Paws. Protective Paws is a...
So is it like an insurance plan on pets?
No, it's snowshoes for pets.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I have completely
made that up. Oh, fuck, dude. I was brainstorming. I was like,
I'm just kidding. No. Please continue.
Protective Paws, though. Should we trademark that? By the way.
Protective Claws.
Protective Claws. Like,
it's in the claws, but they also have claws.
That's good. Got moles.
Yeah, just going there for a second.
Yeah, I fucking believed you. Fuck. Got moles, you know the deal. Atlas Aeration, you know the deal. She Means Well podcast under the ATL.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop.
Scoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the bees. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop.
She Means Well is out under the ATLT channel. Check it out. Weirdly Artistic. Check it out. ATLT.com/Patreon. Check it fucking out. So, Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever see that movie Zootopia?
No.
Wait, is
that with the coyote on the front?
I think so.
Or is it a coyote or is it a raccoon?
I think a rabbit is a cop. Right? I think.
I don't know. I've seen the cover. That's it.
I
think it has that. the fox on the front looks like he's sleek and he could sell you something.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
He reminds me of, for some reason, who's the guy that did a ton of coke, the actor?
Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen.
I think they all do a lot of coke.
He has a Charlie Sheen look. Yeah, Charlie Sheen. Yeah, I mean,
Charlie Sheen.
Banging 7 gram rocks.
Finish him, because that's how I roll.
One speed. Go.
The best part of that interview when she was asking, like, how did you talk about all the drugs you did in one night before? And I remember the lady was sitting there, she's like, oh my, because it was an insane amount of drugs in like a weekend that he did.
Dude, he's built it.
And she was like, how did he? She's like, well, how could you have survived? And he's like, the only reason I survived is because I'm me.
He's got an act for it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everyone has talents. Some people are good at juggling or, you know, math. He was just good at drugs, man.
Some people are good at checkers.
Checkers. So anyways, in Zootopia, so we go on this Reddit page a lot and look at shit. Interesting. I don't even know if we have anything to say on this. I thought it was funny. This guy heard one of the characters say geez, right? Which is short for like Jesus, you know, whatever. Yeah. So then I was like, who spread Christianity in Zootopia? So I just thought about this. I mean, that is true. You can't fucking have that. And then
I'm lost.
If a character says geez... Yeah. In Zootopia.
What does Zootopia have to do with G's?
Because that's its own little land.
Yeah, okay.
And so if they said G's, that means that they are recognizing Jesus Christ.
That is not what that means.
Yes, it is. Jesus.
How the fuck do you get there? People have been saying G's regardless of fucking...
It's short for Jesus.
I mean...
Jesus, short for Jesus.
Yeah, probably, but I don't think I've heard anybody say that in my life. No one said Jesus. You technically took the Lord's name main technically.
Okay.
Usually
fine.
I say cheese and rice.
Fine. The next thing I wanted to bring up, I actually have a question with this. I have a fucking question with this. Okay. This person asked, why do we say I slept like a baby when new babies typically wake up every 2 to 3 hours? Very interesting, right? Okay. Yeah. I don't know why we say that. You are a new father. Let me paint you a scenario here. And you got to put your baby to sleep.
Full Nelson.
Just choking him out.
Go to sleep.
Do babies have the same size tongues as adults?
I don't know about that, but I did hear an interesting fact. I saw it on PBS that there is...
When were you watching PBS?
It's from Wolf of Wall Street, dumb fuck.
Oh.
So before you ruin it next time, maybe you let me get to the end of my sentence.
Okay, Burberry's, let's go.
So...
Come on. I'm ready. I can hear that.
I know. Let's try my zin in.
Yeah, okay. Qui-Gon's in. Go ahead.
I was going to say something, but let's just stay on track.
Okay.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, the babies.
Oh, that like baby. Okay. Cause their skulls are like kind of soft. If you leave them in a certain position, apparently they're not supposed to sleep on the back of their head. It apparently flattens the back of their fucking head out. So they look like a fucking flat screen on the back. I'm not kidding.
That's
you.
How they get the shelf.
Yeah.
Those guys with the shelves were bad parents.
Yeah. Well, they weren't bad parents.
No,
they had bad parents.
Or
they had parents that didn't know. So babies, when they sleep on the back of their heads, literally, there's like pictures of it. It's fucking terrible, dude. It looks like the back of this brick right here, it's that flat. It's like squared.
No, have you seen those bald guys that got the shelf? And it's like, if you were doing a handstand, I could put a beer on that right now. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the fucking shelf. That's what that's from. Bad parenting. Where'd the shelf come from?
Well, you know, you wouldn't say if a baby gets sick, there's laying in that baby food, eating the Gerber food. That's not a bad parent for not knowing.
That's true. Here's the thing is, at some point...
You're a bad parent for not growing your own peas and smashing them.
I mean, I know you're going to be a parent at some point, right? You are?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. But like, I feel like I'm supposed... I'm on the fence. I feel like you can find happiness in both ways, not having kids and having kids. That's another topic. Anyways, I feel like if I did, I would need to read like Babies for Dummies or something, but I'm not going to read it.
Nothing's going to teach you that wouldn't come up. Like, I feel like there's a lot of stuff you have to learn on your own.
You know what? If I was in charge of life, you know what?
Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Yeah.
What I hate.
Tell me.
Is when, and I'm not saying everyone does this, relax, because I'd be careful I say this, because a lot of my friends have kids. A lot of our friends have kids. I fucking hate, and obviously I'm not talking about any of them. I fucking hate, or am I? Uh-huh. When people have kids, and it doesn't matter what, right after, when all of the sudden, they just have it all figured out.
Yeah.
They're giving, all of a sudden you're just telling a story and then they're giving you advice because they have a kid now. I'm like, we not forget the shit you've done.
Yeah. Maybe not forget 9 months ago.
Yeah. Let's not forget. You're the same guy.
Yeah.
You're the same guy you were when this baby was born. You're the same person.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you don't become a real adult until you have a child.
Yeah.
It's like,
okay.
No, the
responsibility thing. I know a lot of people like that. Oh my God. There's a lot of girls, some of my sister knows do that too. Oh my God, to her all the time. Like because they had a kid, regardless of how irresponsible these people were and just idiots. Now that a kid is born, all of a sudden they're magically just an upstanding, responsible adult.
Which, no, we remember when you said the N-word fucking 6 weeks ago.
And that's fine to be irresponsible, but to sit there and act like you, no.
No, it's one, I 100% agree. Okay.
I can't stand it.
What I think is, number one, I think it's unhealthy relationships. They don't know what to do. They're like, oh, let's have a kid. It'll fix shit.
Well, maybe they should, they just need, every unhealthy relationship just needs you.
A me?
Yeah.
Just a Jack?
Yeah.
A throuple? Would you ever do a throuple?
No.
Why not? With me?
Definitely not.
Sex doesn't have to be involved. I mean, we're just together.
No. We are. I'm already seeing you every day. Might as fucking well be. But no. Nope.
If you and I were the last people on Earth, I mean,
why the fuck would we do that?
I didn't say anything. I just said, would we?
No, I would jack off in the corner and then go pick fruit.
Pick fruit?
It's the end of the world. We need food. Actually, I'd probably be in charge of making the fire. I'd be in charge.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you'd be the person that's like picking like herbs.
What?
Because you don't
I'm the herb guy. I'm herb
guy.
No,
you'd just be doing something like super like
that's
little.
That's what they give you the grandpas in Walking Dead. They're like, pick the
You'd be
pick
doing something
sage.
Like little and like insignificant.
Me? You know what? I'd be the guy. I'd be the guy that somehow got power going again. That would be me.
How would you do that, Mr. Electrician? I didn't know you were in the trades.
I'm just saying.
I'd figure it out. No, how are you going to figure out electricity?
Because I'd find generators or something, get them all wired up to the proper shit. And you know what? When those lights.
In the end of the world, generators are like the first thing that go.
When those lights come on and you have a stove to cook your stew. And we're playing and we find a DVD of like Family Guy season 4 and we're sitting there crying and we find the Hobbit. You know what? I'll remember this.
Okay, well, when your Chef Boyardee's raviolis expire, don't come crying to me.
They don't. The label's misleading.
They don't expire?
It just says like...
Everything has an expiration date.
It's recommended don't eat it after a couple years, but you know, I mean, eat it. I mean,
no, you don't.
In a survival situation, if I find a canned good, I'm eating it.
If you find a canned good and it's too old and it's rotten, it will poison you, dumb
buck. But my intestines will have grown immunity to it. We're in the end times!
Exactly. That's why you can't, because you can't go to the doctors if you get fucked. Am I crazy?
There's a Barnes & Noble somewhere. We already talked about this. We'd find some doctor books and we'll figure it out. See, you and I are the master of figuring it out.
Yeah, we are, but I just, I don't know.
What?
Nothing. Anyways.
So like, okay, how about this? You and I are the last people alive, all right? We're getting old. I mean, what do we do all day?
Probably just enjoy the quiet, right?
I'm not a quiet kind of guy. I'm going to need
Well, in the end times, what are you going to fucking do?
Find as many Sony Walkmans as I can and fucking let the batteries aren't dead. No, I'm just fucking saying it's the end times.
End times. I don't know. I think we'd just be surviving because that's all you'd be doing is trying to not die.
So here's the thing that's interesting. You thought that I would be in charge of the herbs and assorted spices, but I feel like you would be the one in the kitchen. You love cooking.
I did. That'd be one of the things that I do because you can't.
I can cook really well. I just choose not to. You think I can't cook well? I will go in there and make a souffle right now, man.
Not with canned stuff.
I don't like cooking for myself, but I love cooking for others.
Okay.
I love cooking for others. And I've killed it every time, or they're lying to me, which they probably are. It's probably shit. I don't fucking know. I mean, hey, you know, you put some mushroom in a sauce and you know, you think you're a chef and that's fine. That's great. You know?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm good at making the things that I like to eat.
Exactly. I don't like to fucking cook. That's why I don't do it. And I think it's the dishes.
But does that not sound like the person that's like, well, you know, like,
I could have played varsity. I just like, you know, I just didn't like it.
I'm not
much.
A bum knee guy. I'm not saying I'm
a bum knee guy. I'm saying, does that sound a little counterintuitive?
I do. Does that sound a little
counterintuitive? Does that sound a little counterintuitive?
It's just not for myself.
Okay. I believe you. I'm just saying.
You know, out of all the cooking categories, it's baking that I hate the most. I think it's because the flour gets everywhere.
I hate baking.
Yeah. Baking is stupid.
Because you do all that and it's a dessert. It's not even a meal.
Yeah.
It's like,
I eat it as a meal and I feel like shit. And it's like, why'd you do this? That's what pisses me off. Something I wanted to bring up.
Have you done Valium?
Yes, I have. You've done it with me.
Have I?
Yeah, I was like,
I don't remember what it was like.
I don't remember that night either.
No, I don't remember what it was like because I was watching Theo Vaughn interview Ric Flair, and Ric Flair was talking about rehab. And so this guy, his roommate at the rehabilitation center in Tampa, this 23-year-old would take like 50 milligrams of Valium a day.
Is that a lot?
Well, 50 milligrams?
I'm not a medical practitioner.
Well, for example, your prescription is 30 milligrams.
My what?
Your prescription.
For what?
For headaches and Viagra pills.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So it's, what is?
So that's 20 milligrams bigger than that.
Yeah, but like.
50s, that's quite a lot.
That doesn't equate because like a melatonin's 5 and like a fucking, it's all about potency. You know,
well,
like,
they're very potent.
And ibuprofen can be like 800.
Anyways, this dude did 50 milligrams of Valium at a time. And so Ric Flair was like, he's like, dude, this guy, he's like, he did 50 milligrams. He's like, you tell me he wasn't vibrating? I'm just saying, I was asking Valium because I don't think I remember what it was like. What is it a prescription for? Is it a stimulant or is it a downer?
I think it's a downer, but you mix it with the uppers, right?
You mix it.
Well, if you have your downers, your uppers, and you know you don't want to get too down, so you know you get a little rope, and you can get it back to the uppers.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what is it? Like, what does it do?
I think it's like a anti-anxiety or depressant, maybe. No,
I don't know. I was just asking. I was curious.
Well, should we find some?
Maybe.
If you could do any drug with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, what would it be? And don't say cocaine, because that's what everyone thinks. I'm talking about like.
No, I wouldn't want to do it with him. He seems kind of weird.
Yeah, I was thinking of wrestlers, and that was the first one that came to mind. I think I'd want to do like...
Who would be the funnest celebrity to do drugs with?
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio would be cool.
I'd do McGregor probably easily.
I feel like he'd want to punch me at the end.
I'd let him.
I feel like I just...
I'd fight him and let him be on edge most of the night. I wouldn't.
He's going to be like, yeah. And I'm just like, fuck, dude.
You probably would be. He'd be like, yeah.
He's like, oh, you want to go spar in the basement?
I would too.
And I'd have to do it. I mean, his house.
I wouldn't. He wouldn't have to ask me. I'd just do it.
And then I'm acting like I know what I'm doing. I'm like, yeah.
Anyways, he's up there with a celebrity I do drugs with.
Thing is, not a celebrity you want to meet, do drugs with. Robert Downey Jr.
Charlie Sheen.
Old Robert Downey.
Charlie Sheen. Oh, Johnny Knoxville.
That'd be good.
There's a good one. Or Steve-O.
Dude, I'd do some whippets with
Steve-O
him.
Steve-O would probably be too much.
Dude, but old Robert Downey when he, you know...
Dude, I didn't know this. Okay.
What?
So in 2004, Robert Downey Jr. released an album. What? I don't know if you knew this.
I did not know this.
But hold on. I think I saved it here. Hold on. It plays like a teaser of it. Hold on, wait one second. I gotta find it. And it's
good. What's the genre?
It's definitely like I didn't listen to the whole song, but it sounded like. Hold on, I'm trying to find it.
I feel like it'd be something weird, like show tunes or something. But
fuck. Hold on.
Seth
I know it's here.
McFarlane came out with a show tunes album, and he's got a voice, dude. He's got pipes.
I know Seth MacFarlane does have pipes, 100%. I almost said he does get piped. fuck. Did I lose it?
Probably.
Potentially. Hold on, wait. I need to find this because it was actually. Oh, wait. Maybe it was on YouTube short. Fuck. Wait. Okay. It was called The Futurist. Okay. And
is he a futurist?
I don't know. This is okay. A fucking ad. It was actually, it sounded very peaceful and This is RDJ in 2004.
Okay.
Is that weird?
I think Jaime could get into that.
I think so too.
Jaime can get into a lot of things.
It was 10 tracks, yeah. Wow.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever like gotten weirdly into on drugs? Like if like, you know, the night's over and you're sitting there.
I don't know if there's any one specific thing. I mean, I think for a brief amount of time, it was like puzzles.
Remember when you made the tower?
Metropolis.
The fuck were we doing?
I was vibrating.
You were. Jesus, man. You know what's funny is like when you're sober, you're like, God, that guy looks so tweaked. Like he's tweaking
and
out.
Then and then you're like super fucked up and you're like 10 times worse than the guy who saw this.
And we're like, this is where the peasants are going to live. And then the king comes out of his castle and goes here and there's a moat where the crocodiles go. It's like, fuck, dude.
Dude, it's some just fucking bubble of geekiness.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
Dude, I remember like going into Minecraft and just being like, just this whole made up
scenario.
Dude,
most of the time, when I was fucked up, like I didn't even get past the menu because I just stopped to like listen to the music. I'm just like,
and the bouncing letters are going.
Dude,
like,
I was
sick.
Yeah.
I just remember like making up like a hypothetical story for everyone. So I'm like, oh, this is my wolf. You know, it's
pointless too because I think one time I was in my Minecraft, I was super fucked up, and I was like, well, I can't keep him in that small of a yard. So I started over, made a bigger yard. I'm like, hey, he has room here. I'm like, well. If he has to go over here, that's too dark. And yeah. So I start.
But if the kids get dogs, we got to fence it.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
It's basically Legos for fucked up people.
I think it's advanced Legos.
Advanced?
Minecraft, yeah.
Dude, I've never played the normal, like. Actually, I haven't played any.
Minecraft. Legos had, like, little plants and shit you could attach to the blocks.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just glad that I was blessed to have hand-me-down Legos. I wasn't a Mega Bloks guy. That would have been embarrassing.
Legos are better than Mega Bloks.
That's what I'm saying. I was a hand-me-down Legos guy. I didn't get Mega Bloks.
Why would you want Mega Bloks?
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad I didn't get fucking Mega Bloks. Oh. Imagine inviting your friends over and they're like, oh, look at this fucker with the Mega Bloks.
I don't think anyone thought that when they were little kids.
Dude, when you're like 4 or 5, you pop a fucking Flintstones chewable and you're fucking chilling with the Mega Bloks.
Yeah.
Dude, shit got lit, man.
Like it's a fucking edible.
Yeah.
That's 30 minutes is lit.
No, dude, you want to get the fucking Daphne ones, dude. Those ones hit. Was that her name, Daphne?
What, Fred's wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
In Flintstones, was one of them fucking the other?
Husband and wife.
I remember a scene of like, no, what was Fred's brother's
what
name?
What was the fucking purple dinosaur's name?
Jerry?
I don't know.
Was it Jerry?
I don't think it was Jerry.
I don't fucking remember. No, but
well, a lot of people say that the purple dinosaur. I don't know who came first, Barney or the purple dinosaur.
Well, dude, Barney's a billion-dollar dinosaur. I don't think he can touch those numbers. Remember,
dude,
we did the math.
He's a fucking dude. Barney is like billions of dollars franchise, dude.
It's fucking crazy. Isn't the number one kid on YouTube some like kid who's just like, oh, here's these toys?
Well, we looked up the salaries of all the actors who played Barney's, and I'm assuming there's more than that because there's probably some like rapists on there that didn't make the list. But
I think they still make the list. They're just like at the works cited page at the bottom. It's like it's a dishonorable mention is what it is.
Is it really? Because they have to legally or something?
I mean, if you're going to make the list. I mean, just like put it in parentheses, like, hey, this guy's not cool to leave.
Dude, holy fuck. Barney made $1 billion in 1 year once.
Holy shit. From what? Merchandising?
Well, at this point, I had to be in the 90s and maybe early 2000s.
The thing is, on PBS, it's free.
I know. I don't fucking know, dude.
Do you ever just like sometimes think of like, oh yeah, I guess this is how they do it. It's like, how the fuck does this shit make money? That's the other thing. Like YouTube ads. I've never ordered a fucking thing off of YouTube ads. And it's just like, oh yeah, fucking Mr. Beast or whatever the fuck. It's like, oh, I make 10 million a video. It's like, what?
This is weird. One of the guys that played Barney, it was, I think he was, okay, he played, I mean, he was the body performer of Barney. And
so not the voice, just.
He was actually like the guy in the fucking costume for a little bit. Now he's a tantra masseuse. What's a tantra masseuse?
Probably a type of massage.
Well, what's tantra mean?
I just realized that massage, misogyny. That's interesting.
I don't think that was what they were trying to get at.
So I actually had something to bring
up. It's the word tantra means woven together. People who practice Buddhist and Hindu meditation may also practice tantric sex as a way to weave the physical with the spiritual. This practice brings together spirituality and sexuality, emphasizes the importance of intimacy during a sexual experience.
That can be helpful for something.
Tantric sex.
Dude, so there's something I got to read here. So Sesame Street in 2019 introduced a new Muppet called Carly. she discusses her experiences having a parent with an opioid addiction. It's actually good, I guess, but do we have... Oh, okay. Now I feel like shit. Fuck.
Wait, what happened?
I was just going to ask, like, how many kids have parents... Oh, that's a lot. That's why they did it. Now I feel like shit. That's okay. Fuck. In 2017... No, I can't read it.
Read it. You can't do that and then not fucking read it.
No, it's not funny. It's not funny. In 2017...
Why'd you laugh then?
It was such a curveball.
Okay, read it.
In 2017, it introduced an autistic Muppet, Julia, to the show. That's not funny. It's not. It's not.
Can I get my curveball? You got yours. So, like... I don't think there's any question I can ask.
I think that's an untouchable topic. fuck.
Dude, do you think... Okay, imagine this, bro.
It's not that autism's imagine, funny. No,
it's not funny, Muppets, but it's a curveball. But imagine, like, they just came out with these Muppets with, like, a bunch of, like... disabilities, like one has Tourette's. This is Terry. He has Tourette's. Yeah. He's the Tourette's Muppet. You just fucking start. He just screams.
This one has polio,
dude. You know, speaking of ridiculous things that are put into shows and movies, dude. Well, the early '90s, like of kids sports movies, were just fucking insane. Like Air Bud, fucking. I used to love Air Bud, by the way, bonkers. But I was thinking about this today.
I'm listening.
Oh, I thought you were just getting up and leaving. I'm like, okay.
Air Bud is where I draw the line.
Not autistic Muppets.
Fuck with Air Bud, man.
No.
Is he the one that went to space, or was that Space Bud?
I don't know, but this is a football movie.
Oh, I thought it was a dog.
But he also played basketball.
It was a dog, right?
Yeah, he was a golden retriever.
Played sports.
Yeah, as ridiculous
as
it is.
He passed the physical.
As it ridiculous as it is, here's the thing. Imagine, so in Air Bud, like, imagine you're a divorced dad, and it's your weekend to have your son. Oh, I'm going to go watch his football game. He gets benched by a fucking golden retriever.
That would fucking suck. Dude, it's like, oh, hey, well, he has four legs. Your kid has two. So, you know, I mean, decisions were made.
Aren't there laws that you have to be the same species to fucking play in this district finals with 12-year-olds? Dude. And also in dog years, isn't he like 30?
Yeah, dude. No, you know, after the game when Air Bud won, there's parents out there like, not the same species. Fucking pissed as hell.
Dude, and the coach, like, how do you even coach that?
Yeah.
Hey,
rough. I'll give you a treat if you make a free throw.
Dude, the funniest thing is when, dude, the funniest thing in all of the Air Bud series is when he just gets fucking flattened by a linebacker and they give him like the little 1920 level leather helmet and he's running around. Have you ever seen it?
No.
You've never seen Air Bud?
No.
Oh my God, you gotta see the helmet he has on. No, so... I was going to show you a picture.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to play the video.
No, so. I was just about, no, a picture of the fucking, okay, this is the helmet they put on him. Dude, it's hilarious. Okay, here, look at this.
Was it a real dog they got to play that fucking movie?
No, it was a dude in a fucking... It was a dude with a really good dog costume. He's running on all fours out there. Yeah, it was a real fucking dog.
Well, they got
him
to get lined.
It was a trained dog.
He was trained to play fucking human sports?
Obviously. Dude, dogs can do shit like that.
Okay, if
off camera, all they had to do is throw a ball that way, so he runs that way.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, if we tell the dog, hey, we're gonna run a flea flicker, is he gonna be like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but the camera's not gonna get, the camera isn't gonna get all the fucking behind the scenes.
It's a phony. It's a big fat phony. you know what we need in kids' movies. Stop fucking lying to them. Stop lying to the kids. Just stop lying to them. Air Bud isn't real.
Sometimes it's just easier to lie to kids.
Oh, yeah. If I was a fucking parent, it's like, you know, I want to watch Coco Melon. It's like, no, they're actually asleep right now. Like, go fuck yourself.
Dude, I used to sit at the bottom of the chimney of the BB gun and wait for Santa when I was little, dude.
How old were you?
Like 5 or 6.
When you learned that Santa wasn't real.
Pretty early. I mean, I think, honestly, I don't remember my parents ever telling me. I think I just woke up one year. I'm like, he's not coming. Yeah. I just was like, you. I think it was me and Elijah or something. I think I was sitting there like, you know, we've been staking it. We always kept our sleeping bags, right? And we'd sit at the bottom of the chimney. We would just have a pillow as a mount.
Just extra into
yeah,
it.
We would have a pillow as a mount. We'd just sit there. And so we'd have the TV playing. We kind of just look and have the gun rest in there. I think after a few years, we kind of was doing our annual camp out in front of the chimney. Because back, this was, you know, we had the old school
chimney.
Did you
try to bait him with like cookies and milk?
No, well, because he's not a fucking vulture. He's not going to smell it and then come crawling in. He just comes into all the houses. So I think there at one point we were just like, you know, we've been doing this for years now. Our friends haven't seen him. Yeah. Parents haven't seen him. We haven't seen him. I don't think he's showing up.
Yeah. I can see your brother though. Like you have like a BB gun. He's got like an FAL fucking ready. Yeah,
we had BB guns. We were going to shoot him when he came down down the chimney.
You're like, I'm going to stun him. Your brother's like, I'm going to fucking kill him.
The fucked up thing is like my dad would be like leaving for work because it was during the holidays and like, or maybe he was leaving to get something. I don't know. And he would see us and he'd just be like, as you were, just let us do it.
My parents never let me believe it because they're like, you know what Santa is? Scrambled Satan. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, I guess it is.
Yeah. And they were like, that's what Satan's doing in this world. Taking it away from Jesus.
Yeah, it is Satan. But it's for St. Nicholas, isn't it?
Yeah, I also heard it was a holiday made because around the winter time is when merchandise sales were at their lowest. So they had to bring like a big holiday to bring those purchases. Now it's the biggest time of the year.
That's interesting.
I mean, now we feel bad if we don't get someone something. It's like, I have to buy you something. It's like, you
know
what?
Because of this day on the calendar.
You know what? Your present is my presence. Like, let's just fucking deal with it.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, put a bow on me. I'll crack a joke. Like, I don't need this.
Yeah, birthdays too. Get them out.
Get them out. I actually ordered your birthday present today.
Oh.
I did. Actually, I ordered something really big and then I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And I canceled it and then just got you a medium-sized gift because it was too much.
Like it was too much. Like
it was just stupid. I think I was just kind of
like it was like a funny thing.
No, I'm saying it was like 8 in the morning. I was like, oh, I gotta get Z's gift. I'm like, why did I just do that? That's so stupid.
And so it was a stupid gift.
No, it was just over the top for what a bro would get a bro. And so,
well, now that you didn't get it, you could tell me.
Oh, now it's gonna Now it's gonna sound weird.
What do you mean it's gonna sound weird?
I put an RTX 4080 and I just fucking bought it. And then I was like, why would I spend this much on a fucking birthday? I was like, no. I was
Why did you do that?
I love you. No, I'm just like out of it in the morning. And I was like, dude, no. And I was like,
why would you buy?
Exactly. I was out of it. I'm like, that's so fucking stupid. So then I found something really good.
How much was that running on the store?
I'm not saying that out loud.
It had to be. Okay.
No. Yeah. You know what I'm saying. And I was just like, it was one of those like, because I have like a checklist on my notes and it was like, oh, we got to book a hotel for Z's birthday. Z's birthday present. Like, fuck. Oh, yeah. Let me find something. I was like, oh, he needs this. I'm like,
well, it probably would have made up for all the gifts I've gotten you that you never used. I'm just fucking with you.
Talking about the drone?
Yeah, the drone.
I used it at 4th of July.
For how long?
The batteries only run for 5 to 10 minutes.
Wait, really?
And I had them charged. Yeah, it's a flying machine.
It's not a
jets run on jet fuel. This is a fucking it's tiny.
Yeah, but I mean the fucking Blackberries used to run, their battery lasted forever.
I think you're thinking of a Nokia.
I was just thinking of an old phone that lasts a long time.
Gotcha. You know what I'm actually down for, and we don't have to cut this out. Let's launch this. Do you want to do another one?
Okay.
I feel like we're getting some steam and we can be on an episode ahead. Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. Honestly, that.
Let's get rowdy up in here.